That begins with a terrorist attack yesterday in the nation of Afghanistan. Officials say a suicide bomber detonated a massive explosive. It was hidden inside a water delivery truck. The attack was made during the morning rush hour in the Afghan capital of Kabul. It was in an area packed with commuters, people shopping, children going to school. International embassies nearby were damaged in the explosion, and at least 90 people were killed and around 400 were wounded. This was one of the deadliest attacks Kabul's seen in recent years, and it happened a few days into the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. When we produced this show, no one had claimed responsibility for the blast. In fact, the Taliban, a violent group that used to rule Afghanistan, said it was not responsible. U.S. troops have been serving in the country for almost 16 years. There are about 8,400 American military personnel there right now. The Trump administration is considering sending more to help fight terrorists in the country.
Afghanistan continues to be blighted by violence. The capital, Kabul, has witnessed the worst of it. Several large vehicle bombs and attacks in recent months perpetrated by both the Taliban and ISIS. The Taliban define their fight as a nationalist struggle to have their conservative values dominate. ISIS, who have been responsible for most of the attacks in Kabul recently, have a transnational agenda to form a worldwide global Islamic caliphate built on their nihilistic, ultra-conservative beliefs. Last year, Afghan forces lost more than 6,500 troops in combat with Taliban and ISIS. ISIS are relative newcomers in Afghanistan and are mostly in the east, close to Pakistan. They want to exploit the weak Afghan government to grow their own territory. The Taliban also have roots and sanctuaries in Pakistan, but are a far bigger force than ISIS. Recruitment and retention are major problems for the Afghan army. Both ISIS and the Taliban pay fighters more than the Afghan army. After surging its forces to over 100,000 troops in 2009-2010, the US was expected to draw down completely several years ago, but due to continuing instability, keep a force presence that, along with NATO allies, is gradually being increased, although not in sufficient numbers to turn the tide of the war.